Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:32. Father John O'Neill is in with us today. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
You brought company today.
I brought company. I brought Kim Barber. She's the head of our RCIA program at St. John and St. James Catholic Church.
How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have company in here, I got to tell you. Now, we've been seeing a Catholic community of Bartlesville. Explain.
Well, up to this point, about a year ago, I was assigned as pastor of St. James Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, for 3 years, I was assigned the pastor of St. John's Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm the first pastor in the history of these two churches that's been the pastor of both churches. And so we're looking at bringing unity into the community. The bishop wanted us to do that. So
Okay. Now
we're calling ourselves the Catholic Community of Bartlesville.
Now, by being the pastor of both, first of all, that seems like a tall order.
Well, you know, double the work. But it's all good. It's a beautiful thing to be involved in both parishes and really to see what's happening within the community on a broader scale. Right now, between St. John and St. James, between the Anglo community and our Hispanic community, we've got around 1,000 to 1,100 families that are involved. And we all see a lot of different events happening at both places, masses at different times. And the community is really coming together over this last year, so I'm really excited for it.
That's amazing. We're about to try to expand our community, aren't we, Miss Barber? With the RCIA.
We are, but we don't really want to think of that as a recruiting process.
No, no. This is something that it's within yourself.
Yes, it is. It's a faith journey, and we're all on our own faith journeys, and we want the Catholic community in Bartlesville to be a choice.
Now, if someone wants to have a more informed choice, we have an open house coming up, don't we?
We do, and our open house is really to take the mystery out of maybe what's behind those doors. Some people haven't been into the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And maybe they wonder about, you know, what lies behind the door of the confessional or you know, other mysteries, and we'd like to open our doors, welcome them in. We have a real friendly community of people who would love to see them come.
Now, RCIA is the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults and Father. You've seen a lot of this every year, just
every
like clockwork.
Every year we have this process, and we have people that come to us that are interested in finding out information about the church, or maybe they have neighbors or coworkers that are Catholic, and they have some questions, and the whole process is meant to teach anyone, someone who knows nothing about the Catholic Church, or maybe someone who's even Catholic, the process is teaching them the entirety of the Catholic faith. You know, it's a broad faith. It was established by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are still living our faith 2,000 years later. And it's a beautiful thing to be a part of that.
Indeed it is. Now, I understand that the classes begin on September 7th?
September 7th, 7 o'clock every Tuesday. It's a rather long process because 2,000 years takes a little while to teach.
It does.
But the first about 7 weeks is truly an inquire process. Mm-hmm. So you can come in, ask your questions. We're there to give the basics and the foundations of the faith, and you know, the process could evolve for them if they decide the Catholic faith feels right to them, and we can take them through and have them enter the church.
That pretty much answers my next question. Is there any kind of pressure, any kind of, hey, have you thought about it, you know, going on there?
Not really. You know, this is all a discernment process. In fact, living our faith, no matter what denomination or non-denomination or even different faith group you're involved in, it's a discernment process to find out what God wants for us. That's really what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if God is drawing someone to come and be a member of our faith community, then that's fantastic. If he's not, and you're just there to learn more information, that's fantastic too.
Now at the open house, we're going to learn a few things too. An overall picture of everything, right?
We will. Overall picture of the process, but it's more of a welcoming, and it's a faith community introduction to the Catholic Church, to the community that is here in Bartlesville for Catholics. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest groups of people that come back are Catholics who have fallen away from the church for whatever those reasons are, and mm-hmm. we'd like to welcome them back too. So the community is invited, people who are curious are invited, and those Catholics who have been away for a while, they're also invited.
Well, that's great. That really is, because I know of Catholics who sometimes feel like they've been away for a while. It's like, will I turn into a pillar of salt?
we have no salt shakers.
No salt shakers. Oh, okay.
A piece of this puzzle is when someone is trying to discern what God's will for their life is, sometimes whatever's in front of them may not be enough. Maybe God is calling them to seek deeper into their own hearts. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we hope that the RCIA process can help, the inquiry process. Uh-huh. And even at the open house, you know, we're very proud of the church building. Now, the church is the people inside the building, okay?
Yeah, the building's one thing. The church is the people.
But we're proud of our church building, and we have some beautiful stained glass windows. I know one of the beautiful things about being in a community like Bartlesville, that's a close-knit community of individuals. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people work at the same companies or go to the same schools and things like that. When we have weddings and we have funerals and things like that, many times people come to the Catholic Church for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they come and they go, wow, this is such a beautiful church. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the building. Wow, that was a beautiful service. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? That's part of what the inquiry session does, is help over these weeks, help someone learn why the Catholic Church does that. Why does Mass look like that? Why do they do that at a funeral? Why at a wedding do you do that kind of thing? Because at a wedding, you may not be able to ask those questions, but at the open house and then at the classes that follow, you can ask those questions.
I remember a friend of mine went to a Catholic service for the first time in his life. He says, man, between the standing, the kneeling, the standing, I am physically fit. And I said, well, okay. He says, why do you do that? Then it's what I've always done. I don't know.
So One of the bonuses.
So it really is something else for folks who have never been in or witnessed a Mass or a wedding or even a baptism.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit different than maybe what they're used to, unique unto itself in many ways, but also shared amongst others in a different variety of other ways, too.
Well, and we're a very liturgical church, mm-hmm. so there's some norms that we've done that have been happening for hundreds, actually thousands of years, mm-hmm. that happens at every Mass. Uh-huh. And so that's something you can look at the tradition of the church, mm-hmm. and many churches have some of those traditions, Presbyterian Church, Anglican Church, some of the Methodist Church. These are different churches that have liturgical style, mm-hmm. of worship. And for some people, it's shocking because they've never seen that. Mm-hmm. For other people, it seems to bring this understanding of, wow, there's a real reverence here. Mm-hmm. There's a real holiness, if you want to call it that, in how we approach God, mm-hmm. and how we approach our faith. You know, we have scripture readings, we have song, we have so many different things that are the same exact thing that may be happening down the street, even at the Baptist church or at the, you know, the non-denominational church or whatever. We agree on so many things.
That's true.
I think it was Bishop Sheen, who was one of the first television stars of the Catholic Church back in the 50s when he started having, his talks on TV and such.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still there. In fact, they run the reruns on EWTN. And also on one of the other channels. Uh-huh. They have the Catholic Hour. And he is there on that. And one of the things he said is, so many people don't understand what the Catholic Church is. Mm-hmm. They're confused because they've never investigated. Mm-hmm. Well, we're opening the door to investigation. That's what this open house is all about.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the RCIA program?
Yeah. I've been with the RCIA program. This will be my second year the leader. And so I came in on COVID, which was a great challenge for us last year.
I'd say.
But it was also inspirational, you know, mm-hmm. because you could spend a lot of time with the inquirers and overcome fears, which is also a piece of our religion, you know, is and our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful year. It was a beautiful, beautiful year to come in.
What's the most asked question that you can think of right off the top of your head that comes in during the RCIA period?
I mean, honestly, the biggest Catholic question that I get is, what's behind the doors of the confessional? It's what they fear. I know, it's just Father John.
He's listening Jesus. Without judgment.
Exactly right.
Father John and Jesus are in there.
Exactly. And that's it, you know. There's no listening devices. There's no tape recorder. None of that jazz going on there.
The beautiful thing about the Catholic faith is, as Father John was referring to earlier, is that it's the same. You could walk into a church here. I'm from California originally, into a California church, into a church in Hong Kong, into a church in Rome, and you'd see the same basic liturgical practice and all the same readings in a different language, maybe, but it's beautiful, and there's a stability to that that is that is beautiful, just really beautiful.
So, if you're curious, come with your questions and come with an open mind and an open heart, and ask away. That would be probably the way to do this, right?
Absolutely, yes. And be open to, especially with, since the process takes. The open house is the beginning of the process, but the process takes, you know, we invite people to come and check things out over time.
You know. Now, which church building are we going to for the open house?
To St. John's Catholic Church.
Okay, good.
Which is at the corner of Johnstone and Adams.
Right downtown.
And again, it starts at 7 o'clock on August 31st, which is a Tuesday evening. So it's a week from tomorrow.
Oh, got
if you're
it.
You're listening to us live now.
And then RCIA sessions will continue on Tuesdays at 7 at St. John's Church in the conference rooms.
Got it. Very good.
So it's all happening right there.
So it's a nice little education, demystifies a few things. I will tell you that... I've had friends of mine who've gone into the Catholic Mass, and they said, that's nothing like I thought it was going to be.
No.
I said, well, what do you mean? Said, it was so normal.
I know.
I love it.
What were you expecting?
I love it.
You
know? I love it.
That was me 4 years ago.
Oh, it was?
So, yeah.
and that's a little bit of Kim's story, because Kim is actually a convert and came through the RCIA program just 3 years ago. And so became Catholic and then helped out as an assistant and now as the leader of it because of her zeal, in a way, for the faith. But also, Kim, you might share just your, since you're new to this, tell us a little bit about your story and what brought you.
Well, when I came to Bartlesville, which I had never, by the way, heard of before my husband dropped me off here in Bartlesville to work, there were pieces of my faith that seemed to be missing. Mm-hmm. And my husband was a cradle Catholic, and we hadn't been, I was the religious education director for our family, and the Catholic Church wasn't an option, but... we did. We walked into the Catholic Church, and pieces and puzzle pieces started to fall into place. I went to RCIA. I took a trip, a pilgrimage with Father John and a group of people from the diocese to Israel for a pilgrimage there. And God worked on my heart and answered those questions for me, and my spirit soared because I felt like all the pieces fell into place. And RCIA was a huge piece of that because I could ask questions, I could challenge the leader, and I got my answers.
So, wow.
So here I am, and I am on fire still for finding this faith, even though it was, you know, 50 years later.
Well, Father, I've heard it said that, there is a lot of passion with the folks who have just gone through or are going through RCIA, as opposed to the cradle Catholics. Cradle Catholics might be on fire, but don't get into a knowledge thing with an RCIA person, because they have the passion. They're going to look that up right now.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about the church in this moment, and this is the church all over the world, not just the Catholic Church, but the church, the Christian church as a whole. You know, we're starting to understand that we're in this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not necessarily fighting each other. We're seeing, I see that here in the ministerial alliance that I'm a part of here in Bartlesville. We work together. I've been to other churches. They come to my church. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a funeral the other day, and two pastors were there at that particular funeral. And we are very much understanding that we need to come together to fight evil. There's a lot of evil out in the world.
I was going to say, there's a lot of it on the planet these days.
There is. And so in understanding that we're in this together, if we start looking for where we're similar and where we have the things that we're teaching this together, that will help us in our communication overall in, okay, what's different in other parts of our lives or what is similar in other parts of our lives? Because there's a lot of division in the world. The evil one is doing his dance right now in the world in all this division that's going on. So we need to be unitized, come together in this faith. And then there's the nuances of each, and that's one of the things that people don't maybe know. So through RCIA, you would start to understand those nuances. Kim referred to it as pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't understand the piece of the puzzle. Your friend who said it was normal. Well, that's a piece of the puzzle. It's normal at the Catholic Church. Come on out. You know? And especially like at funerals and weddings and things like that. We tell you when to stand. We tell you when to sit. You don't have to worry about it, you know?
Yeah,
you'll figure it out.
It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. So, again, the open house is?
On August 31st, Tuesday, August 31st at 7 p.m. At St. John's Catholic Church.
That'll be great. I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you've been listening to and watching our Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about